Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. So glad to spend a little time with you on Saturday or whenever you're listening, whenever that may be. If you're listening live, we love for you to give us a call. It is that time of the show, 651-641-1071. If you have any shopping questions or comments, have you found a great new place? Are you looking for something? What's on the agenda? We're here to talk shop or to answer any questions. 651-641-1071. You can also hit us up online, Twitter at Allie Shops at Harmony Kaplan. And of course, you can send us an email anytime by going to mytalk1071.com. Click on the Shop Girls page. Do we have any email questions that we need to answer, Mom? Are we all up to date?
I think we took care of them.
Excuse me, it's your job. I feel like you're not really paying attention.
Well, I feel like you ask me that all the time. And, you know, I mean, I take care of these things.
I ask you once a week.
I know. But I mean,
in this particular segment.
Yes.
That was supposed to be your job.
Nobody ever told me that.
Yes, we clearly, yes.
Really? That was actually in the job description?
It was in the job
Nobody told me that. Okay, I'll
you check the mailbag. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. Okay. Well, if we have calls come in, I think there might be a couple. We will get to those. We do. Well, I wanted to talk about this story. That was in, where did you see it? In USA Today?
USA Today.
Okay.
About
maybe we have a couple calls coming in. Well, we'll let Hope deal with those. We'll start this conversation because there might be some people who want to talk about it. We might have to jump around.
Okay. It's an article about, you know, we talked a few weeks ago about Jill Biden when she was wearing her tights that people thought, oh, you know, she's too old to be wearing those.
All right, wait. Hold that thought.
Hold that thought. Okay.
And let's, are we ready, that. Hope? Okay, so let's talk to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I have a son who will be graduating from law school, and I'm so proud of him.
He's Congratulations.
And immigration law. So he's 30, just starting out professionally, looking for a place to find good ties. He doesn't always need a suit.
Yep.
But I've been having a hard time. I scoured Rosedale, and they're really in short supply. So where else should I go?
That is so funny you say that, Lisa. I had the same experience recently. I was buying ties for my boys.
But they weren't graduating from law school.
No, they were not. Nothing quite as prestigious as your son. But I truly think that retailers are not bringing as many in and brands are not making as many because everybody's been home. Macy's had an okay selection.
I found one there and it was $80. I'm really?
What? Okay, so another place I like to go, especially for younger guys, if you want something a little more modern, is the J. Crew outlet.
Yeah, I was going to say J.
Crew. Not the main J. Crew store, but the outlet, because everything is 50% off all the time.
And
it's over at Knollwood.
And if you go there down the promenade a bit, you will also find Nordstrom Rack, and that might be another place to check.
Yeah. That would be a good
and
one.
And TJ Maxx
Thank
is
so
there.
Much.
Yeah, right. TJ Maxx, I would do that whole, I would hit up the whole Knollwood situation.
Yeah.
There's a Banana Republic outlet, the J. Crew outlet, both of them will have some ties. And then, as my mom said, the Nordstrom Rack. And
when you said the Knollwood, where is that?
That's on Highway 7 in St. Louis Park. So it's kind of between 100 and 169 on Highway 7.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
sure, good
lot
luck.
A lot of good shopping over there and a lot of good bargains. So we like
Thanks.
That place. Yeah,
Yay.
Good luck. And congrats again. Brenda is on the phone. Hi, Brenda.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. I have a question. I am going on a, I know it's not the season, but I'm going on a winter cruise in December.
Okay.
And two-part question. Do you have any place that you'd recommend to get winter items, or is it too late? And
too late or too early, right?
What would you recommend bringing?
I'm sorry, say the second part again.
What would you recommend bringing?
Like I would bring
a river cruise in December.
I mean,
in Europe.
You're going, I mean, is it going to be cold weather? Like, is this like an Alaskan situation, or where are you going?
Right. It's going to be cold.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be cold
where you're going.
Well, I would do.
Check your closet.
Light layers, you know? I mean, like, I love all of the, you know, like Patagonia and North Face. Like, they make a lot of really cute jackets that look chic, but are, you know, insulated, but are not really thick. And you can, like, literally fold them up into a square. Those would be great for packing. I would also do some layers. One of my favorites, it's affordable and they are some of the warmest pieces. You have to go online, but it's Uniqlo, Uniqlo. They do these like insulated base layers. They're super, super thin. They're very affordable and they will keep you warm under anything.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck.
Have fun.
I'm glad you're planning ahead. That's really organized of you. Have fun. Marianne is on the line. Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
What are you shopping for?
Well, are there any stores that you can go into and they take a look at your body and say, yes, this would look good on you, this would not. I just need a change. I buy the same old clothes, and I want to look different. I want to refresh.
So you want somebody to help you, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to do like a styling appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a few people that you could go to.
Well, I mean, it depends. Are you looking, do you want to go into a store and have someone help you? Or are you looking to actually have a stylist that will cost you something to help you?
Yeah. No, that's fine. I don't care at this point.
Okay.
I just want to get out of the same old style. Right. I want to have somebody, you know, yeah.
Well, I think we recommend Sarah Rogers a lot, mm-hmm. who is at the Mall of America, but does a lot of work with.
Oh, you know, Sarah, yeah.
She is wonderful and just about as nice a person as you could meet and will work with you and is not going to look for only expensive clothes for you. You can tell her, you know, what you want, what kind of budget, what you're looking for. And she can give you ideas, too. So I would highly recommend her.
Yes. I would also say there is, I'm trying to find her store at Shops of Arbor Lakes in Maple Grove. We've had her on the show. What is her store called? It's a storefront and she does styling as well. I got to find it.
I don't know the name.
I might need one more minute.
And with Sarah Rogers, mm-hmm. how does one get a hold of her?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you her website.
Yes, she does personal styling.
You do Sarah Rogers, and I'm going to
get the
other
I'm
one.
Looking right now, and you can reach her just a minute, and I'm going to tell you. Okay, this is not easy.
Live radio.
Okay, just one second, and let me, I've got all the prices and everything, but I'm trying to find
you
where
can't find her website.
I've got her website, but it's giving all the information except okay. Personal style.
It's just sararogers.com. Go to sararogers.com. It's Sarah Rogers Wardrobe Consulting, and you can get a hold of her there. And the other one that I was thinking of is Amy Seaman, who we've had on the show, and she now has a store of her own in Maple Grove at Shops at Arbor Lakes. She is a stylist. She's a mom. She's really real and approachable, but she does styling appointments as well, and she would be great. Okay. If you're on Instagram, her Instagram is mamaseaman.com. And I'm trying to find her contact info for you. I'll get it and we'll say it after the break if you keep listening.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yep.
All right.
Good luck.
Yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Thank you, ladies.
All right.
Thank you.
And then we have Sydney, if we can take hers really quick. Hi, Sydney. Sydney, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I'm looking. I'm 5'1", and I'm a slender. I weigh about 118, 120, and I'm trying to find petite pajamas.
Mm.
You know, where the sleeves are short enough, the legs are long, are short enough. You know, long sleeve.
Huh.
Do you have any recommendations?
I was just looking online at pajamas for my daughter-in-law, as a matter of fact, who is not 5'1 by any means, but they are. They have a lot of very cute pajamas at Nordstrom. And
Nordstrom.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know that you'll find as many in the store as you will online, but you might look there.
You know who's doing pajamas now that you might want to check out is Athleta. Athleta has introduced a whole line of sleepwear, and they do, you know, petites. They do all kind of sizes. I would check them out. I would also, Nordstrom, I think, has a pretty
good selection.
Also, I was thinking Apricot Lane, that boutique, and online.
Gosh, I forgot about them.
Yeah, they do some things. I would check them as well.
Okay.
So there.
Yeah, a brand that I like, but I can't seem to find in my sizes. Charter. I don't know if you.
Charter, did you say?
Charter.
Is that Macy's?
Yeah,
that's
Charter
a Macy's
Club
brand.
Is Macy's.
Yeah. So look on the Macy's website
check
for that
there too.
Yep. Good luck, Sydney.
Sleep tight.
I just wanted to get back to our previous caller who was looking for a personal shopper. If you go to the Shops at Arbor Lakes website, shops, S-H-O-P-P-E-S at arborlakes.com, they've got a personal shopper section. Her name is Amy Seaman. You can literally make an appointment with her right there through the website. And she's just darling and great. And if you're looking for a new look, that would be a way to do it. Her website itself is To Wit, To Woo. It's TOWITTOWOO. To Wit, To Woo. Amy Seaman, find her at Shops at Arbor Lakes. All right. That was a lot.
It was.
We'll be back with the tech report right after this. I can't wait to hear what's cooking in the tech world. I'm sure, Mom, that you are very up to date. So without further ado, it is time for my mother's tech report.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's tech report.
You know, it's very interesting because I have had this story for a couple weeks and we've just never gotten to it. And there has been even more of an outcry over this since I first was going to talk about it. Mark Zuckerberg has been apparently working on an Instagram for children.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody thinks this is a good idea other than Mark. There is actually an international coalition of 35 children's and consumer groups who have called on Facebook to and Mark to absolutely scrap this idea.
Stop it. Yes.
They think it's an absolutely ridiculous thing. And while we know that, you know, 10 to 12-year-olds aren't supposed to be on regular Instagram, I, from personal experience, know that there are some that are, and they wouldn't use it because they'd feel it's too babyish.
Right.
And kids that are younger, just really, there's no reason for them to be on it. Now, a spokesman for Facebook has said they're in the early stages, and it's a service that would be an effort to keep those under 13 off of the main platform, which it's not going to do, and they would not show any commercials on this at all. Mm-hmm. But I think they have had so much blowback from this that I can't believe that they will actually bring it forth. I hope they don't. Meanwhile, Walmart, they have now begun to integrate a new virtual try-on feature to encourage more e-commerce sales as time goes on. They plan to acquire Zeekit, Z-E-E-K-I-T. It's a female-founded startup that was actually based in Israel. And it's a virtual try-on experience that would be available at Walmart.com. And what the consumer can do is upload photos of themselves, or they can pick a model that represents their body type and height and skin color and all of that.
Yeah.
And as part of this, their founders will become, you know, on the development committee for Walmart. But this is, you know, seems to be a big way that so many of the online companies or companies that want to increase their presence online are going. And is a...
I can't imagine that you're going to go shop at Walmart.com because they have this feature. It's more like if you happen to be shopping there, you might use their virtual try-on feature.
Well, they don't think that way because they think
I think they're wrong.
Oh, well, let's call Mr. Walmart.
I think that's wishful thinking on their part.
But they think that as more and more people are shopping just online and they're not in the store and they see something they like, this is going to give them a chance to actually see what the clothing would look like on them before they actually buy it. And Walmart now has a lot of national brands like Free People and Champion and Levi's, along with their private labels. And so they think this is all going to give them a chance to build up the clientele, so to speak. So it'll be interesting because it is true. Now, I think this is very interesting. They are doing this because they want to get a better share of the market because experts say that this is only going to grow, the online thing, during the next few years. Adobe had a report recently, and they estimated that e-commerce spending will grow between $850 billion and $930 billion in 2021. And in 2022, it will reach $1 trillion.
Whoa.
So you can't blame them for wanting to get in.
Okay, so are you going to use this?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
But, I mean, you know.
Moving on.
Other people that will. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Okay, I think this is another interesting thing that's happened. You know, we've all done a lot of online grocery shopping during this pandemic. It's really increased, obviously, the number of people that are getting their groceries this way. And there is feeling, or there has been feeling, that this will continue. And they have Walmart and Kroger and other chains, they've gotten millions, literally millions of new online customers, which has generated a lot of new revenue. Mm-hmm. And they think that it's going to keep up. Bad news seems to be that it's not necessarily going to keep up. Like Instacart, you know, they've been helping almost 300,000 senior customers figure out, you know, how to use the service, and it's been great. But most of these people say that they are going to go back to picking out their own celery. Many seniors that they talk to have said that they are not interested in continuing with that when they can go back into stores. And they have seen seniors using web grocery regularly has declined by 25% this past April.
Wow.
Compared with the previous year.
Well, what about you?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have realized that I don't use it.
You haven't used it at
all. The only thing I've used, I have ordered at Target and picked up, you know, where you don't have to bother to run in.
Yeah.
But in terms of Instacart, or I was using Shipt a lot. Uh-huh. No.
Huh. Mm-mm.
I'd far rather pick out my own things. Plus, I think the main thing to me is that when I go in, there are things I see that I think, oh, I want to try that, or oh, I forgot I do need this.
Yeah.
And you can't do that when you're doing it online.
So are your grocery bills when you go in, now that you have had this experience, are you spending more now that you're back at the store than you were when you were ordering online?
No, not yet. No, okay. First of all, I'm trying to just avoid the stores and just keep picking up dinner. I don't want to miss.
Well, you're supporting local restaurants. That's the positive spin on
but
it.
But I guess the truth is, I really haven't shopped that much yet. But no, I haven't. So far, I don't think I'm spending more.
All right, you got one more story, quick.
Well, you know what? I'll just tell you it's a TV thing, but it's important that everybody knows this. The Friends reunion is finally going to be released on HBO Max on Thursday, May 27th.
Why is that tech?
Because HBO Max and these are streaming services.
You claim anything that is remotely
and besides,
connected.
I figured people would want to know. So I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Gosh, you just want it all. So that's happening on May 27th.
May 27th.
Is that, that's Memorial Day weekend?
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. Be watching Friends reunion.
I have a feeling it's going to really be a
disappointing.
You know?
I think you might be right.
Okay.
We'll watch it anyway. Then.
Okay, sure.
All right. We'll be back with more Shop Girls right after this. listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mom, Harmony, is here as well, of course. We had a question earlier in the hour
about wonderful pajamas. Listeners. Yes. Petite pajamas.
Yes.
And we have wonderful listeners who are helping, so I hope the caller is still listening.
Yes.
Jilly sent this in and said, these are the best. They're actually cropped and three-quarter length sleeve, but they're really good quality. And she said they are so reasonable. And the designer is Florence, or the company is Florence. Florence? What? Florence Nickruz. And they're sold at Costco.
Oh.
And I looked them up, and they're really cute. They're $16.99.
Wow. Well, if you're a Costco member, that's a good deal. Somebody else was suggesting Soma Intimates for pajamas as well.
Okay. But, I mean, you know, you might want to try that. Because I mean,
like, is it, like, enough that you'd become a Costco member for these pajamas? Are they that good?
I don't know. And I'm not sure if you'd have to be a Costco member.
Of course you do.
Are you positive? Because it shows that, well, maybe.
You can look at anything on their website, but to actually place the order, yeah, you do have to be a member.
Well, maybe she has friends. And besides that, you don't know. She maybe is a member.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just
anyway,
saying.
This is another thought.
Okay,
so
very good. So we started talking earlier, and then we had so many great calls that we had to hold off. We had talked a few weeks ago when Jill Biden shocked the world with her fishnet stockings.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We
How
talked about it, too,
that?
Though, so we're guilty of it as well. Did they look good? Did it look appropriate? I think, though, the question was more, I thought it was more not about necessarily her age, but just about, like, was that very first lady? Like, which again, I think is kind of preposterous.
Right.
But really good story posing this question on a larger level. It was actually in USA Today, which I don't expect them to go deep like this.
Yeah.
But the story is, why is society so obsessed with what older women wear?
Right. And they were pointing out that she had worn these stockings that caused an uproar. And Diane Keaton, who I love, who's 75, was shown wearing these, you know, really high boots that I think she actually was wearing for a movie, to be honest. But anyway, and that we have such a problem with feeling that women are supposed to dress in a way that is appropriate, quote unquote, for their age.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what they've accomplished. It doesn't matter what position of leadership they're in, but we're still all hung up on, you know, should a woman be dressed this way if she's older?
Yeah. So an author, what is her name?
Her name is Sarah.
Leora Tannenbaum.
What?
Yeah. Leora Tannenbaum.
Oh. I thought you meant the writer of the article.
No.
Oh.
No, she's the author of a book called I'm Not a Slut. And it's about shaming.
Are you making a comment or is that the name of the book?
Come on. Shame in the age of the internet. And she says, when you're younger, the pressure is to look sexy, to look hot. As you get older and you kind of age out of those pressures and expectations, you're still supposed to conform to a very narrow set of rules and guidelines that are never really spelled out what you're supposed to look like physically. It's so
true. But yeah, it's expected. And in the article, they showed a picture of Keanu Reeves, who his girlfriend's name is Alexandra Grant.
Yeah.
And she's 48 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's not exactly old, but she turned heads because she has gray hair.
Yeah.
And some people thought that was great. She, for looking her age, she thought that was wonderful. And others mocked her and said she looked old. So you're sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know how you ever get out of this. It was very interesting because she also wrote that, you know, women who have run for office, like obviously Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, we've talked about, you know, Kamala's Converse shoes in Hillary's pantsuits, and everyone had an opinion. And in a 2016 interview, Donald Trump had said he didn't think Clinton, who was 68 then, had a presidential look. And Tannenbaum says, so what is a presidential look? To be a white man?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think she kind of sums it up there. So it's, you know, Michelle Obama was ridiculed when she posed for her first portrait as first lady because she wore a sleeveless dress and had such enviable arms. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you change but I, the
well,
culture.
I think one thing to just think about is to stop talking about, oh, is that appropriate?
Yeah.
Who says what's appropriate?
Right.
We all have our own idea.
And it's what you feel comfortable in and looks good on you. I think that we've all, or at least certainly I feel as I've gotten older, there are things that I see that I really like. And I would have worn them when I was younger and feel like they just wouldn't look good on me now. Or just, you know, but I think it's also just part of the culture that we live in that has made me feel that way.
Yeah.
So
no,
I'm going back to my baby doll dresses.
There you go. It's about how you feel.
And if I did, you'd say to me, Mother, what are you wearing?
I would not say that. I would say you look really inappropriate. We'll leave it with this. Tana Mom said, I think the best course of action is for us to not apologize for our choices.
Yeah.
Jill Biden and Diane Keaton should rock their looks and they should just own it. This is who I am. This is what I decided to put on this morning. This is what I look like. Deal with it.
She's right. She's absolutely right. I think that many of us probably are just not secure enough, given the culture that we live in, to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe let's try that.
You know who is very secure in how she looks and what she wears?
Who?
One Ms. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she does whatever she wants,
Whether she wants to just wear pillows, for example.
Pillows?
Yes. She was, she sort of crashed the Crocs website because she appeared in a picture. I'm trying to look at it so that I tell you exactly what it looked like. But she had pillows, literally.
She covered herself up with hot pink heart-shaped pillows.
Yes.
But the point was to put the emphasis on what was on her feet.
Right.
It was not crazy high heels.
No.
It was blinged out Crocs
pink
with Chanel inspired gibbets charms. Yes, indeed.
Shocking Crocs continues electric pink.
Yeah. Crocs continues to find ways to get the clicks. And apparently.
But she wasn't even advertising for them.
Oh, she wasn't?
No. No, that was the thing.
She just did this for fun. This was just a Nicki Minaj moment. And it literally crashed the Crocs website.
Yes. And the photo received 4.7 million Instagram likes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, they have got a lot of people that they have worked with and actually done partnerships with, like Justin Bieber and Bad Bunny and Post Malone. But she is not an official partner.
Oh, my gosh. And that is so funny. And one fan said that Crocs should cut Nicki Minaj a check because she literally shut down the website.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
They must have been, their tech people must have been like, what is happening?
Sure.
What is happening? Why is everybody suddenly buying pink
And do you
Crocs?
Think they immediately called her to ask her to be a spokesperson?
And I wonder. But I mean, isn't it just fascinating the power that like so many people would see Nicki Minaj sitting on her desk without any clothes on with pillows and pink Crocs?
Because they can all relate, Allie.
Suddenly, I need pink Crocs. This is not a new item. Crocs has always made pink versions of their shoes.
Yeah.
Why did we all suddenly need them?
Well, do you think they needed them or they just liked her
post?
It just
inspired them. They wanted to pose for their own Nicki Minaj moment with
pillows.
Well,
they
please don't do this, Mom. Don't do that.
What?
It's not appropriate.
Oh. Okay. No, I guess not. But they do have similar ones. They said they're only available for purchase now in size 6 and 10.
Six and 10 or six to 10?
No.
That's all that's left.
That's all they've got.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
could we talk for just a moment about the new word? There's always something new going on, and it is called
Chuji.
Mm-hmm. What is Chuji?
Do you have a lot of clothes that
have
are
you
Chuji?
Heard this term?
I have.
Chuji trends.
My friends use the term all the time.
That is so Chuji. It's Chuji. And what the heck
but
does it
mean? But it's pronounced Chuji.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is it's beloved trends that we once thought were wonderful, but they aren't so popular anymore, but somehow they still appeal to a lot of people.
Okay, but why that word? What is it a mashup of?
It was coined by a software developer, Gabby Rasson, to describe these looks, to describe
trends
these,
that have mostly lost their sparkle,
but they're still right.
appeal to a bride of a broad swath of people.
Yes, and they, he's Gabby is a girl, I would think.
Yeah,
don't you think?
So trends.
Okay. So she thinks it's a feeling rather than a particular style.
Chuji. Seems so Chuji. Yes. So examples of Chuji items would be a Gucci logo belt. It's Chuji.
Yeah.
Okay.
And low-rise jeans.
Oh, totally Chuji.
Infinity scarves.
Chuji.
Oh, Chuji. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Skater skirts. Remember when you were in the Ice Follies and you would wear those kind of skirts?
Yes, Mom. Yes, I do remember that.
They would be very Chuji. Mm-hmm. And so is Chevron.
Mm-hmm.
The Chevron, you know, the zigzag stripe.
Oh, sure. Very Chuji.
And she also feels that initial necklaces.
Huh. And some of these I didn't realize they were totally out, but no, now it's good to know that they're out, but they're still Chuji.
Right. Well, they're so out that they're Chuji and they're so that makes them in.
Basically, kind of. It just means it's not trendy. It's just one of those things that you
it's
can.
It just lives on and it's okay.
Knee-high
it's just,
boots.
It's just not the look right
Hope,
now.
Hope, are you Chuji?
I guess so, according to some of these, the infinity
<very
scarves>.
Personal.
I'm like, okay.
I mean, that's a lot of power. Like, that Gabby should have a Wikipedia page that says, coined the term Chuji. It's
probably
not very often that you can, like, point
to one
person.
I think it's a funny word, too.
Yeah, I don't, it's kind of like, it's interesting. Well, like, it's kind of, like, I don't know, hard to say almost, like,
yeah.
Chuji.
Well, if they didn't put the pronunciation
right, I wouldn't know how to pronounce it.
You wouldn't know.
My only surprise is that I have not heard my children saying this, but I'm going to say it to them and I'll see what kind of reactions I
well,
get.
Well, you know, I wonder if they're too young, if this has to be older people.
I learned it from my talk, all the hosts talking about it. That's how I found out about it.
Yeah, Chuji. Right.
Well,
TikTok is full of it. Lots of Chuji videos.
Yeah.
Kind of reminiscing.
So here's to all you Chuji fans out there.
There you go. I'm so glad that we have finally gotten to the bottom of it because I was a little confused, wasn't totally sure.
Allie, I hate to say it. I had a story last week about it, but you just didn't pick up on it. I mean, we never talked about it because, as
my
you
bad.
Know, I am
you're
right there
Chuji,
with
Mom.
All of these things.
Yeah.
So.
All right. When we get back, some events to go to this weekend, some places to shop, and of course, a few steals and deals. That's still ahead on Shop Girls. Hey, Mom, what if I want to rent a suit?
That's
know anywhere
problem,
I could do it?
Well, if you're a man, or if you want to wear a man's suit.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is up to
that's
you
what I mean.
In fact, when our caller that wanted to know about where to get ties, I really thought she was going to ask about suits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is great. H&M has just launched a new program that is allowing customers in the U.S. Mm-hmm. to rent suits for free for job interviews.
Does it have? Does it have to be for a job interview?
Well, why would you want it for a day if it wasn't for? I suppose
maybe you had a hot day.
I don't know. I don't know if they actually want proof that you're going for a job interview.
Yeah.
But they announced a 1/2/second/suit program.
Mm-hmm.
It's geared to help anyone who is going to a job interview to make a powerful first impression, they say. So you can rent a man's suit at no cost for up to 24 hours if you return it in a prepaid return bag to one of the store's dry cleaning partners. They have certain partners, so you don't even have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
They started this in the UK, but now it's being tested in the US. It's going to run for 3 months before they decide if they're going to go ahead with long-term plans. And it's all part of their sustainability efforts that they're making to, you know, recycle. And they want to use recycled and sustainably sourced materials only by 2030.
Mm-hmm.
So in certain states, you can do this in the store, but otherwise you can go to H&M's website mm-hmm. and find out about it. I think it's a great idea.
Very nice.
It's nice to help people out like that before they know if they are going to even need suits.
And then just one other retail story we didn't get to before we do some steals and deals and events. Club Monaco got sold. I don't think this is going to be a good thing for the brand.
Well, first of all, did you know Ralph Lauren owned Club Monaco?
I did.
I did not know that.
All these years.
How do you like that?
Yeah, Ralph Lauren has always owned Club Monaco. They started it. There's long been...
They started it?
Yes.
I did.
There's long been one Club Monaco store in the Twin Cities at Mall of America. I'm so glad they have them close. I like Club Monaco. I think it's a good, I mean, it goes and it comes and goes. Into, you know, there are times I walk in and I want everything. There are other times when I don't want anything.
Right. They did not always own it, Allie. They acquired it in 1999. So there.
1999, that's like a million years ago. I mean, they've had it really? For a very long time.
And it's a million years ago?
I could have sworn.
You were born.
It was, I don't, okay, whatever. Yes, anyway.
It's been a long time.
They're done with it now.
Yeah.
They are done with it. And they've sold it to a private equity firm. That is never what you like to hear.
Yeah.
Because that just means it's people who are interested in the bottom line and making money and not the fashion. So I hope it retains its integrity. But if you see things changing, that could be why. Yeah. So no real word yet on what direction they're going to take the brand.
I liked when they said in the movie, The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
They argued that it hasn't aged well, that a main character in there, Andy's controlling boyfriend, and the other made a snide comment to her friend that she missed the girl who thinks Club Monaco is couture. But, I mean, I think they really do have some cute clothes.
They do.
But I don't know what will happen now. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Ralph Lauren is kind of cleaning house a little bit. They got rid of Chaps. They turned that into a licensed business, and they're trying to really focus in on their core Ralph Lauren polo business.
If Ralph Lauren ever steps down, I mean, he's not a young man anymore.
Well, I mean, his son.
Well, his son. Yeah, but who's going to design? Do you think he does designing
I think
now?
Got some other people helping. Well, Ralph no, a little I know. Bit.
I know they have other people helping, you don't think he still signs off on everything?
I don't know. I think it's a well-oiled machine. I think the look is so, more than some brands, so imprinted on what they do.
Maybe he's just busy at his ranch.
I think it's a nice life, Ralph Lauren.
Oh, it's good to be Ralph Lauren. Yes.
Okay, couple big events happening this weekend. If you're ready to get out there, Artaworld is going on, and it is both virtual and in person, so you have options. Best thing to do if you're trying to plan your day, because, I mean, it is enormous, and there are so many different entry points and ways to go about it. I would suggest going to their website, which is it's the Northeast Art. What is it? NEMA?
I don't know.
Northeast. Oh gosh.
If you put in Artaworld, I'm sure.
If you do, it's NEMAA.org, and it will tell you which studios are open, which ones are virtual, but lots of different options. And there are a good number of places that are open and allowing visitors. You will need a mask. It is Minneapolis and they have a mask mandate, so bring one with you. But Northrop King has a ton of great things. Tessa Louise and Larissa Loden and Selena Kane and True Ethics, some great local designers, Excelsior Candle Company, like so many great local brands will be open today.
Do you know what the hours are?
Most of the day.
Okay. No.
That's why you need to go online because they're, the official hours of Artaworld today, it goes till 8 p.m. Okay. Started at 12, goes to 8 p.m. and tomorrow noon to 5. But there are things happening online as well. The other big event happening this weekend is not far from Northeast. It's at the State Fairgrounds, and it's the Twin Cities Auto Show, which opens today.
But you have to be careful, because if you go and you get Sweet Martha's cookies, you cannot eat them in the cars.
No, eat them first and wash your hands. Yeah. And then you can try the cars, and the big monster trucks. But several State Fair food vendors, including Pronto Pups and the fried pickles.
Oh,
and
that's what
some
you like.
Favorites are open along with the car show. So it's kind of a new thing. It's the first time the car show's ever been outside.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's quickly do a couple steals and deals. Denolo is doing 20% off all Splendid brand merchandise.
Oh, I like that.
That is going on this weekend. And so that is a good one to check out now, because it's just this weekend that they're doing that. Do you have others that you were going to mention?
No, you're in charge of that.
Oh,
you know, I'm the mailbag.
And yeah, well, you fell off your responsibilities on that.
It was a nice day and I didn't get to it.
I see. Also wanted to mention that Angry Catfish, bike store, they are moving, not far. They're moving around the corner to double their size. Mm. And that means they're having a sale. So they are doing $10 off of a $100 purchase. It's something.
Yeah.
Look, you know,
that's good.
And so they've been curbside for the last year. Right now that you can go online to check out what they've got. So you go online, you look for bikes or gear or whatever it is. You can order it. You can pick it up curbside. They're getting ready to move around the corner and double their space. It's a great local company. They build bikes. They sell other brands. Lots of cool gear. And if you're planning on another outdoorsy summer, good time to cash in.
And why not?
That. Yes, indeed. Indeed. What else? Where else are you going this summer? The other one that I wanted to mention is Art for Shelter. They are doing a virtual sale, Art for Shelter. Hmm. This is benefits homeless organizations, and that goes through this weekend, 5 p.m. So you need to go online and you can order now. Support them.
That's a good deal, then.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Enjoy.
Get out there and go shopping. We'll see you next Saturday here on Shop Girls.